This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to obtain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized International Vaccine Cooperative, COVAX, has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they're delivered. Tedros said the vaccine cooperative has the first right of refusal on an additional billion doses, but 42 countries, 36 wealthy nations, and 6 so-called middle-income nations are operating COVID-19 vaccine programs. That leaves no additional available vaccine for the poorer nations. Adding to the problem, Tedros said both high- and middle-income countries that are part of the COVAX program are making additional bilateral deals for the vaccine. He said such arrangements could bump up the price for everyone, preventing high-risk people in the poorest nations from getting the vaccine. Tedros also said vaccinating equitably helps reduce transmission, which also decreases the virus's opportunity to mutate. President-elect Joe Biden's transition team said Friday the incoming administration will speed up the release of the coronavirus vaccines once it assumes power on January 20th. Expectations were high when the vaccines were approved last month, but the vaccination campaign has gotten off to a sluggish start in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said 6.7 million first doses of COVID vaccine in the country had been administered as of Friday morning. VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened to expand his nuclear arsenal and warned his approach toward Washington won't change with the inauguration of a new U.S. president. The comments provide a hint at the direction of U.S.-North Korea relations just days ahead of the inauguration of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who has indicated he will take a more adversarial approach toward Pyongyang. In a speech at an important meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim called the United States his country's biggest enemy and repeated his longstanding assertion that the United States must lift its so-called hostile policy in order to establish better ties. That's according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Kim also called for his country to continue developing nuclear weapons. Notably, he said North Korea should acquire new capabilities such as solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles, and tactical nuclear weapons. A pro-Trump state lawmaker who filmed himself storming the U.S. Capitol and an Arkansas man who was photographed seated in the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are among more than a dozen rioters charged so far by federal prosecutors. The charges are part of a far-ranging investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol building. Federal officials announced this on Friday. Derek Evans, a Republican member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, was charged with entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds. Evans broadcast a Facebook Live video of himself breaking into the building. In an earlier video posted on Facebook, now deleted, Evans warned that the rioters would storm the building. The state lawmaker's participation in the riots has prompted calls for his resignation and has drawn criticism from the state governor. His lawyer said in a statement to CNN on Thursday that, quote, it wasn't apparent to Mr. Evans that he wasn't allowed to follow the crowd into this public area of the Capitol. Google on Friday suspended the Parler social networking app from its Play Store until the app adds robust content moderation. The Apple company gave the service 24 hours to submit a detailed moderation plan. Parler is a social network to which many supporters of President Donald Trump have migrated after being banned from services including Twitter, which on Friday permanently suspended the president's account. In a statement, Google cited continued posts in the Parler app that seek, quote, to incite ongoing violence in the United States. You can catch up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.